I'm with Charles Lewis, who founded the Center for Public Integrity and several other non-profit outfits in the US. Charles, obviously, in the recent past, non-profits in the US have undertaken some pretty serious investigations that most newspapers simply couldn't dream of doing. And obviously, that's a boon for investigative journalism in the US. Do you see investigative journalism of this kind relying increasingly on philanthropy? And also, do you see that perhaps making investigative journalism precarious, perhaps, in the future for the US? How do you see it panning out?
Where we are right now is we have an interesting ecosystem emerging. We have the sturdiest, best-funded, healthiest commercial outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, although it's had problems. But most, there are still a number of major media, commercial media outlets, 60 Minutes on TV. There are certain places in the U.S. that still have the capacity to do important investigative journalism. And there is an increasing now rise in these nonprofits. And I believe that they need each other in a funny way. There is a mutual benefit to them each being there. The nonprofits need eyeballs and the popular access of the media, of the commercial media outlets. The commercial media outlets don't have time to look at something for a year or 2 years and millions of records and all that. And so they can both help each other. So it is evolving right now, and it is very, very exciting. You will always have nonprofits. We have had nonprofits in the U.S. since the 1800s. Associated Press is a nonprofit. National Public Radio is a nonprofit. The Christian Science Monitor is still publishing just online with 80 people and a $10 million annual budget and 7 Pulitzer Prizes. So we have nonprofits going back way back in time that are still around, but there's many, many more. I think it is... what is thrilling to me is how it is evolving, because some of the nonprofits are starting to look like commercial outlets. Some of the some of the biggest, sturdiest, healthiest nonprofits are about to start advertising.
Sure, ProPublica is ProPublica. Kind of advertising this month.
And the Center for Public Integrity has a new launch of a website this week, which is called iWatch. It's a whole new website that is portable on any phone or anything, anywhere. And it's not just the advertising, it's the presentation. And they're going to be doing 5 original investigative stories a day. It's pretty astonishing. And, I mean, long form and quicker type stories. But so you're seeing the form itself of nonprofit journalism is actually evolving. For-profits are asking for donations. Nonprofits are advertising. So they're morphing.
So you think they're coming closer together, and eventually that will be a more...
I actually do believe that, yes. I think they're coming together. There's a nonprofit... There's a for-profit called Global Post that started in Boston, and they have now just added a nonprofit. So they are both a for-profit and a nonprofit, 2 different organizations, but the same people running it. It is getting very, very interesting right now. It's actually very exciting.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.